who is Jesus to me? I might need him to be my healer one day. I might need him to be my comforter another day. I might need him to be my releaser from where I'm caught. What do you need him to be today? So we're just going to take a couple of minutes just in silence before I invite the team back up. Let's just pray. And I think it's really important that we respond. In this story, Bartimaeus didn't just sit there. He shouted out, he asked Jesus, and then when they were having that conversation, Jesus again asked him to respond, "What do you want?" And so as we worship, I'm going to invite you, and I include myself in this, because I know I need to respond. A lot of you know our family and know where we are, and that we're in exactly that place that Anna said. At the beginning, you ask God, "I want you to be my healer." And then you kind of get to the point of not expecting it. So as we sing, if you are ready to respond and you're ready to say, to tell Jesus what you want, what you need from him, or how you see him, I just invite you to come down the front here. And we might end up praying for each other. It might look messy. I invite those that are elders and leaders to come down. But also come down, if you're in leadership and you need prayer as well, come down for both, you know. Receive prayer and give prayer. And if you're a believer, we believe in the priesthood of all believers here. We believe that each person can pray for the other. So let's respond together as family. Let's just be in a mess together, it's fine, because Jesus is in control. So we're going to sing, and it's over to you. It's over to you guys to do your work with God, how you want to respond to him. Let me just pray. Father, as the team comes up, speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, reveal things to us. Give us courage to respond where you know we need to respond. When our hearts are going bang, 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 and our palms are getting sweaty and we know we need to respond, give us courage. Help us respond despite fear, despite pride, despite shame, anything else that might be wandering around in our minds. Above all things, if we know we need to respond, help us to respond. Because we come to you empty-handed and we give you our brokenness. And we know that you want to make us whole. So we come to you, Jesus.